Welcome to Men Decoded Life Mastery Hacks. Here's your host, founder and creator, Wasim Debussy.
Luke Mindpower, how are you?
I'm amazing, bro. I'm excellent, man. Thank you so much for letting me come on.
Mate, thank you for being available, man. I know how busy you are. I know you've had a lot of traveling recently. So everybody, I want to introduce you to Luke Mindpower. So I met Luke probably about 3-4 months ago now.
Yeah, it's funny how time has evolved that quickly, man. But yeah, it's been great to, you know, connect with you like this, and we even got to do a podcast together. You know, even after only meeting you I think it was like 3 weeks or something, but I just felt, you know, man, you're doing some big things. You know, I was like, you're showing up on Facebook and doing your content and that. And I know how time consuming and how much energy that actually takes, man. So I definitely could feel your connection and your passion towards what you're doing, man. So yeah, man, it's great.
Thank you, Luke. Thank you, brother. Look, I really appreciate your kind words, but I know you have an amazing story also to tell. So tell me a little bit about you. Excuse me. Tell me a little bit about you and your journey over the past couple of years, my man, or even longer, because I know you have an amazing story to tell.
Oh, bro, like, you know, for me to get to where I'm at now, you know what I mean? There's a lot. I mean, I can go into so many, you know, it's always asking about, like, what is your why, and why are you a speaker now? Why are you all of a sudden, you know, showing up on Instagram, showing up on Facebook, on Twitter, doing podcasts, all this kind of stuff? And it's like, for such a long time, bro, I didn't know who the fuck I was. You know what I mean? I was selling cocaine. I was using it every day. I was drinking all the time. It's just been part of my culture, bro. My parents are from Poland. You know, so vodka every weekend, vodka at, you know, always every party, every, you know, every function, every birthday, getting absolutely trashed, and having a lot of friends that are, you know, also an influence in that way as well, because all we did was party all the time, you know. So yeah, I never knew what I wanted to do. I finished school and most of my friends went to university. I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I liked. I didn't like studying. You know, so automatically I felt less of a person because I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I liked. You know, I was lost, you know. So yeah, I just went into the workforce and got a job. But a lot of the pain also for my evolution and growth came because I was bullied when I was younger. I was called names that, you know, I was skinny. Oh, you know, hurry up and eat some more food because you're too skinny. You need to eat. You know, my mom said, I'm too skinny to play soccer. And the kids will break my bones, you know. So that automatically made me feel inferior, and it made me feel like that I was different, you know. And so that stigma has stayed in my mind, and I believe that. And that's the thing that happens to us now, because we listen to other people's opinions, and then we actually subconsciously, we don't realize that we actually believe them. And that's what's stopping a lot of us. This is what's stopping a lot of us from taking action in our life, because we're programmed by other people's opinions of us, what other people think, other people's ideologies governing our reality. And you're not living your passion. You're not living your purpose because you're afraid of what other people are going to think of you, or because of the experience and your environment. Man, it's so powerful. Your environment, the people around you, make you who you are. And that's why over the last 18 months, I disconnected myself from all my friends, from everybody that I grew up with, because I needed to find me again. You know, I was lost in everybody else's world, everybody else's life. I didn't know who I was, you know. And so this gift and this passion that I have for speaking, inspiring, and empowering people was always there. It was always the person of, you know, building relationships, being that likable guy, talking to people, doing that. But I never knew that I had that in me, that confidence. I never knew I could build the confidence, you know. So I made the thing for me that really changed my life. You know, 7 years ago, I was about to get married, right? I met this beautiful girl, I met this beautiful girl in a nightclub. She was from Colombia, from South America. At the time, you know, I got three older sisters, okay, and everyone's married. There's 10 kids between them. I'm the youngest, and the pressure, bro. The pressure from, you know, the cultural expectation, the grandmother. Hey, Luke, when are you going to get married? My dad, every time I saw my dad, you know, come on, you're going to get 27, you got to get married, right? And so that pressure for me, eventually I found this chick, and I was in love, man. I thought, that's it. She's my dream girl, and I have to get married. And after 1 month, bro, 1 month, my mom started to marry me.
Wow, that's quick.
Yeah, like I was just under fire, you know. I thought, that's it. I have to do it. You know, a lot of my friends were all in relationships, and I was, you know, I definitely was insecure about myself. You know, I felt like, wow, everybody else is in relationships, getting married. Everything's happening for everyone else. Why isn't it happening for me? You know? And so when that happened, I was like head over heels. I thought, you know what? This is it. This is the best I'm going to get. I have to jump in the deep end. You know?
That's so right.
I thought that's the best, action to take. Let's get married. She said yes. And then she moved back to Colombia because she didn't have a visa. So for the next 8 months, I was working my ass off. I sold my cars. I was working to pay for the visas, for the trip to Colombia, to pay for the wedding, everything like that. I was waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning just to sleep with her because I wanted to keep the love alive. It's so hard to communicate with someone from South America, right?
Yeah.
And 8 months later, paid for the tickets, invited my uncle, the family, to come to Colombia, my dad, my sister, my niece, to come to Colombia for the wedding. And 1 week before the wedding, I'm talking to her on the phone, and she said, I'm sorry, Luke, but I can't do it. I can't marry you.
Wow.
And I swear to God, my heart fell out of my body because of the amount of energy and passion and love and will and desire that I had to make this happen for me. I wanted it so fucking much, you know, and I was crying on my bed. My mom was, you know, touching me, and she was like, it's going to be okay. And then I just thought to myself, I couldn't believe it. You know, I just couldn't believe that this was happening to me. And so I said to her, I said, look, I said, I respect your decision, but I'm still coming.
Yeah.
Because I'd paid for my tickets, man. And I was like, look, you know what? I'm going to get married. We're coming from holiday. But little did I know, the hindsight window of situations that you go through in your life, that at the time, they are so painful, they are so hurtful, and you don't see the hindsight window. You don't see why it's happening to you like that. You don't understand that everything in your life is happening for a reason. And had I married that woman, I wouldn't be the man that I am today. Had I married her, I wouldn't have gone through this drug addiction, you know, the drug abuse, the selling of the drugs, the consumption of it, drinking, the parties, the lifestyle that I had, because I needed to go through all of that so that I could now come out of that, quit the drug, quit the alcohol, and stand up for myself and love myself. And I'm going to fucking show up, and I'm going to show the world what I got. And so basically, you know, I decided to fucking take some action and find myself, man. And so that's a long story short, man, but I can go on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think the great thing here, and the biggest learning that I'm taking from this, is that what I know and what I've experienced in my life is that every time I'm experiencing deep, deep pain, whether it's in business, whether it's in, you know, personal life, wherever it is, I'm always finding that the other end, I'm becoming a better person. I'm growing. And it just reminds me that we are born out of pain and we grow from pain. Now, what have you learned from this whole experience?
Never give up. the pain is really your strength, you know. And like I said, it's if you can adapt to understanding hindsight and that everything is happening for a reason, right? Because all the situations that led up to me growing and evolving, had they not happened, I wouldn't be who I am.
Yeah.
Oh, where'd you go? Looks like we lost Luke there for a sec. Let me try and bring you back onto the camera. There, Luke?
Yeah, bro. I don't know what happened there, my man.
Can you see me? Can you hear me? Is the reception good or cutting out?
Now you're back, brother. You're back. Can you see me?
Yeah. Look, man. Pain. Yeah, bro. I can see you, man. It's all good.
So you were saying that happened for a reason.
Look, man, and it's just about your perception of how you actually understand your challenges and whether you see them as failures or whether you actually see them as lessons. And I really believe that every single challenge, adversity, whatever it is that you're going through, it really is a lesson, because every time something happens, you learn from it. You know what I mean? And it's just really about being more conscious of, you know, the present moment and understanding that you can, as painful as it may be, whatever the reason, you know, the hardest things is probably death, you know, to deal with death or to deal with someone who's really sick, you know, in your family. That's the hardest, because you're going to sit here and go, oh, it's okay, they're dying, it's happening for a reason, right? But
yeah,
when you go through that situation, it changes you, you know? You start to appreciate life more, because you're like, oh my God, like, you know, I better like start living my truth and doing what I love, because I don't know when I'm going to go. And yeah, it's not until someone close to you passes away that you think to yourself, wow, you know what? I'm not happy. Like, mm-hmm, you know, when is my time up? You know, if you were given a 6-month window and I was to come to you to Sim and say, Wasim, you've got 6 months to live. What would you do differently for the next 6 months? Would you take some action and go and do things that you've never done before? Or would you just keep doing the same shit?
That's a very, very good question. I think most people, including myself, I would make a lot of decisions differently. Because I know I've only got 6 months. After that, see, a lot of people hold themselves back because they're too scared for the long term what's going to happen. And what I've learned, especially this year, I've gone through a lot of growth and also through a lot of pain. Just don't give a fuck. Just go after what you want, because at the end of the day, you're only going to live your life once. And if you don't live by your own rules, you're living by somebody else's rules. And I'm like you, man. I'm older than you. I'm 41. And I've lived the past 41 years or 40 years of my life living by somebody else's rules until I said, stop this. I'm going my own way. And that's when I broke free and really felt free.
Yeah, man. It really is a gratifying, satisfying, you know, feeling when you actually turn right and create your own road, and stop living according to other people's expectations or opinions, because it's very easy to get sucked into the society and the norm.
Yeah. I got a question for you. So Kristen Williams has asked, how do you deal with battle fatigue though? How do you keep showing up, fronting up, when the disappointment just keeps coming? And I think that's a really, really good question.
Well, with the disappointments, I'm going to have to make an assumption here with the disappointments that, you know, if you're making mistakes or things are not happening for you the way that you want them to, then you need to actually have a look at that and see how you can learn from that, so that if that's not working, you need to change direction. Battling fatigue, you need to really refocus on your health and exercise and getting your mind right, you know, and your mental state, because, you know, even for me recently, I've even stopped eating meat. I'm on a veggies and fruit kind of diet. Like, I'll have a bit of meat here and there, but I'm just very conscious now of what I eat because I feel better. And I go do exercise every day at the gym, and I'm running 40 minutes of cardio, and I feel alive, bro. Like, my energy levels are peaking, and, you know, I'm speaking on stage in a couple of weeks. I need to feel 150%, you know.
Awesome.
If you want to show up to the world, you got to feel good, and you don't realize that your health is your wealth until you get sick, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, once you get sick, then you realize and you go, shit, man, I should have ate properly. I should have looked after myself. I shouldn't have all this. I don't want to go into foods and shit, but, you know, everything that's packaged is it's got preservatives and it's got chemicals and all this bullshit, and we don't realize it.
That's right. I just want to add on that. I totally agree with everything you said. Diet is a very, very big part of it. Diet and exercise, very, very big part. But you also touched on the mindset. Now, in terms of the mindset, and I think for me, if I was to answer that question, to add on to what you were saying, which I totally agree with, when you're living your life on your purpose, and you're living your life on a purpose that drives you forward, your energy, and we lost you again. I'll wait for it to come back, but I will answer that for you, Kristen. So adding on to what Luke said, when you're living your life with your purpose, find out what your purpose is, and you live your life on that. I'll give you an example. When I started following my own dreams, I was sleeping 6 hours a day. I'd be waking up half an hour to an hour before my alarm goes off, because I was excited about the upcoming day. I was excited about what I'm doing every single day. That's number one. Dealing with disappointment. Dealing with disappointment is something that you just need to learn to deal with, because no matter what you're doing in life, you are going to have ups and downs. The best way to overcome disappointment is raise your frequency. To raise your brainwave frequency by making sure you are putting the right type of information into your body and into your mind, so that whatever comes out is a high frequency. And as long as you're living in this high frequency, you'll get to a point where all the people that are bringing you down, they will automatically start leaving your life. They will find their way out of your life, and you'll start attracting the right type of people. And I say this from experience. I am trying to add Luke back on, so still waiting for it to come on. I say this from experience. When I started doing what I'm doing, in the beginning, I had a lot of people supporting me, a lot of people that I love, a lot of people I thought were my friends. And then after a few months, after a few weeks, and I continued doing it, people started going, oh, I'm getting sick of this guy. And then my friends and family started to unfollow me, even to the extent that some of them got on my feeds and would put in negative comments and create even fake accounts. I'd even get messages from people who I knew saying, listen, I just unfollowed you because I'm just, you know, I'm not on the same page as you. Now, that is disappointment, losing people like that. But at the same time, over the past 2 months, the amount of people who are at the same frequency that I'm at, have attracted in my life, has absolutely exploded. So keep doing what you're doing, because you could be 3 feet away from your goal before you know it. And then if you give up too soon, you're never, ever going to be able to get back onto it. He's got a message from Luke here.
Sorry, dude. I don't know if the reception was poor on your end as well, but it does say I've got full reception where I'm at. So,
Luke, I am adding you, brother, but you know what? It's all good. I know you've got to go at 8 o'clock. Thank you very much for your time, man. We'll definitely reschedule another time, because I've got a lot more to speak to you about, Luke. Thank you for coming on tonight, and for everybody joining us, thank you very much. This will be on for replay, so if you are watching this on replay,
put in the comments, replay, and I'm going to be bringing more and more of these as we go into the new year and towards the end of the year. And next year is going to be a massive, massive year, and there'll be a lot more of these. Peace out, everybody. And remember, your only limitation is the one that you set up in your own mind.
Thank you for listening to Mandy Coded Life Mastery Hacks. Follow us and subscribe so you never miss an episode.